Welcome.
No, I literally choked on my own spit. That was terrifying. I thought I was gonna have I thought I was gonna have a coughing fit and like die on camera. That would have been horrible.
Oh my god.
Whoa. Sorry guys. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. I just like inhaled my own spit, you know, when you do that and it like goes down the wrong pipe or something.
Yeah, yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Get it. Anyway, welcome everybody.
Hi, we're recording at a normal time on a normal day. Are you guys proud of us? Are you proud of us? But you're probably not that proud of us because we missed 2 weeks ago. So RB, oopsie daisy.
Things have finally kind of calmed down and we can get a little ahead of things. Yeah, and be here on a, did you notice, can we tell them the date or is that like not?
I mean, yeah, we kind of have to talk about the date because it's a very important date. It is the beginning of October, but it's also Samantha Lee's birthday.
Oh, also the happy birthday.
What did you say,
Kate? All I've been like seeing on Instagram and TikTok today is the mean girls, like the,
yes.
But also, more importantly, it is Samantha Stack's birthday.
Yay, happy October 3rd.
I thought for sure that we were on the same page with that, and that was terrible.
So sorry.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, girlfriend. Yeah, we were just talking about it before we started recording, so I thought that's where we both were going. But anyways.
She literally just texted me back.
Is it October 3rd from Miss Congeniality when she's like, it's not too cold, it's not too hot. No, that's
April 26th.
Oh, that's April. Okay, yeah. Anyway,
are you like impressed with me that I actually knew that date from that movie and that reference? I feel like that's a pretty good, well, job
done. Actually, we need to bring back Miss Congeniality. Does it still hold up? We probably should figure that out.
I have not seen that movie
in so long.
Yeah. Also, Benjamin Bratt. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Where did he go? Why is he falling off the map? Interesting.
He was just in something that was really good, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, really?
He's still out there. Yeah, he's still shaking. He's still doing his thing, making movies and stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Isn't he married to Sofia Vergara?
No. Stop it. Is he really?
Okay, here I go. I'm going to go Google it right
now. You better, because I don't believe that. No, Sofia Varga is married to that man. I can't remember his name, but he has, like, a narrow face, and he's also, like, hunky and, like, has dark skin. Sitch.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Who are you talking about? Oh, no. Okay, you're right. Yeah. Benjamin Bratt is married to Talisa Soto.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but great for her.
Is also beautiful. And then Sofia Vergara is married to the person that will come up as soon as I'm done with my... She's 52 years old. Did you know that?
Oh, she looks incredible. I did see like a montage on TikTok, I feel like not that long ago, where it had her at like 22 and then it had her, you know, all the way to like her age now, and she looks exactly the same almost.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She was married to Joe Manganiello.
That's the guy I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's pretty beefy for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like they just got divorced though this year, unfortunately.
No. Oh,
let's not like totally lose heart because like it's Google, so let's take it with a grain of salt. But at least that's what Google's is reflecting. So anyway, yeah, she's gorgeous. She needs to be in more. She was just in that Queen, I don't know, it's like a Queen of Columbia.
Yeah, it was called like not Matilda, but like Ma something, right?
Yeah.
That was actually a really good show. It was, she was Carrie in that. She was like, oof. But
it looked good. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
I have it on my wish list.
It's fascinating. I think you would like it because it's very like, yeah. I didn't know the story at all, and it's wild. She is a badass. Like, oof. She's also very scary. I don't know. Cocaine war people are very scary just in general. True. So, yeah. But I'll she definitely was definitely the first, like, woman, you know, like, mob or mafia boss or whatever you want to call her because she was very scary and she, like, ran that shit. So,
that sounds, like, right up my alley. Mm-hmm. Also, speaking of, like, badass ladies, are you watching Agatha All the Time?
No.
Or whatever it's called?
What
You're
is
not
that?
Watching this?
Meh.
It's...
I don't
it's
like
it's on
that.
Disney Plus. You don't have that show?
No.
Okay, never mind. Anyway, I'm obsessed with Aubrey Plaza, and she has like a movie and a TV show, and she's doing all these things. And Catherine Hahn, who I also love.
Oh my gosh, she was just on Armchair again. I bet she was talking about it. But I haven't actually listened to that episode yet. I'm so far behind on Armchair because, oh my gosh, I read a book. Or I didn't read. I obviously listened to a book. and speaking of Armchair, it was from... Monica, it was like Monica's favorite book on Armchair or that she's read like this year, whatever. It's called All Fours by Miranda something. Have you heard of it? I feel like I had very high expectations just because it's been like on, I was on the wait list for like so long to get it. And obviously everyone speaks very highly of it, but it kind of was really intense for me. I don't know if that is, I just like wasn't ready for, it's really aggressive.
Okay. That's a lot of description, but you have to give me context. Yeah. Like, is this a fictional book? Is
Definitely like, fictional, definitely fictional. But it's about this woman who like goes on this road trip to New York and she like gets stopped at some point and she kind of just like lies to her husband and kid about where she is. And she just like lives out these like weird dreams and fantasies and stuff. And yeah, it's interesting. I wasn't like prepared for like the direction that the book was going to go in, I guess. But I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil anything because I don't even know. I don't really know what like the description is on like the, you know, for the, the author like posted or whatever. So I don't want to give anything away that is too much. But like, I think if you are into kind of like darker, I don't know. It's not even a romance, I wouldn't say. I don't know. But yeah, it was very interesting, but not at all what I was expecting. But yeah, that was like all my listening power for the last like week or whatever. So I have, I'm so far behind on my podcast. That's what I, the whole purpose of my story being. So.
Well, I will look into this. I can't guarantee that I'm going to read it.
No, but I wouldn't recommend it, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fair enough.
It's very fascinating. Like, it definitely kept my attention, you know, but like good. Mm-hmm. Is it good? That's where I'm like falling like, I don't know.
Sometimes those are good novels to, like, actually stimulate a conversation around whether it's good or bad. Like, who, yeah, I don't know. I would be not afraid of a book like that.
There's definitely, like, themes for, like, today's age. Like, their kid is non-binary and they're, like, in a non-traditional relationship. And so, yeah, I mean, there's, like, definitely a lot of themes that are, like, very relevant to today's time. But, yeah, anyway.
I like it. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you're behind on podcasts. You haven't, we're not even talking about like stuff that we've watched lately because I haven't been watching TV. I've been working like a crazy lady.
Did you end up finishing the rest of Nobody Wants This? Okay. I was just
not yet.
Just checking because the last episode you haven't finished it yet. So
not yet.
We are still pending on talking about that. No big. No
yeah.
Big deal. Okay.
Correct. I will come back. But I am taking like very festive, what's that word? The festive, never mind. Taking a lot of notes while I actually watch it, trying to like pay attention. And then they have just a lot of references and it's good. I mean, it's Adam Brody. He's so beautiful and like literally everything.
Have you like, been seeing like all good? The memes? Oh yeah, you sent me a
totally.
Meme.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, they're pretty
funny.
I was
on TikTok earlier today. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, but we're not talking about that. I haven't had time to like read things or do anything new. Like my life is still just kind of basic at this point. Mm-hmm. But I am so jazzed for fall. Like the weather is great. I am like so excited that it's actually turning into fall. Mm-hmm. All the color in the trees are so beautiful. So I thought like this, or I thought that this would be the perfect time to do a fall draft.
Hell, we still are
in the thick of it. There's still time to execute. So we're doing it.
For sure. I mean, yeah, technically the first day of fall was like September 22nd, right? Or 21st or whatever. Yeah, that was equinox. So yeah, it hasn't been fall that long, so we're not that far behind. But also, I was thinking, when I was writing my list, I was thinking, and I was like, oh, man, I feel like all of mine are going to be the same from last year. So maybe we should do, like, a throwback of, like, last year of what we did. Because I think we did this. Only, yeah, it doesn't matter. But I was like, I still feel like I am, like, the same human because I want to kind of do all of the same things. But I was, like, trying to think of different things, too. Yeah.
I was literally thinking about, I don't have notes from last year's fall draft. Like, I'm sorry, I just don't. But I tried to steer away from, like, pumpkin and the traditional fall stuff. So I try to, like, bring in specific to this year kind of fall.
Oh,
but
okay.
Even if we decide, like, if for whatever reason we forgot something that was last year, like, please don't skin me alive. Like, fall is fall, okay? There are specific things that I like to check off a bucket list in fall.
Yeah,
so I'm going to try and not do that, but just caveat, don't cancel me.
Okay.
do you want to start it off?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the parameters? Are we doing like five a person or like how are we doing this?
And let's flip a coin for who goes first because, you know, like you can't take something that someone else already took. So We have to make sure, and I will make sure that this is fair. Look, Cave can see. I have my coin app up.
For the listener, she has a literal flip the coin app on her phone because she is just a for games this podcast, lady.
Just for you guys. Okay, so you have to call it in the air. Ready? Call it.
Okay. Heads.
It's tails. I go first.
Fine.
Okay. Okay. Well, I feel like there's a few that I want to take, but like, you're never going to take them. So I'm like, do I take them first? You know what I mean? Because you don't care about them. So I'm like, this is still kind of a game.
So you're going to, yeah, absolutely. This is a game. So
strategy.
I think you're on the right path. Go for it.
Okay. So I'm going to pick.
Even though I hate you for it, but it's fine.
I'm going to pick rainy days, I think. Like snuggling in bed, watching TV or reading a book on a rainy day, drinking tea. Ugh. It's the best. It's a good one. And that is not what I would pick first, for sure. But I know the ones that I would pick first, you're absolutely not on your radar. So I'm taking rain.
Fine. Oh, my God. We just had, a little storm over the weekend. And we were watching, shows on Netflix or whatever. And I was cleaning the house, basically. But it was, so nice to have clean kitchen in the rain. And, yeah. Oh, I hate you. Okay. I am going to take... I got a lot of stuff that's on here. You're probably not going to take this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to take chai. This year, I'm going to do chai lattes, chai tea. I'm going to do chai desserts. I'm just going to lean into that chai spice.
Oh, fun.
For the season.
Okay. I'm not really a chai girly. I'll definitely get down on the dirty chai. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really love cinnamon. I'm not really those warming spices, girl. I don't really care for them. That's okay. Yeah. But I will say, so random, but I was going through all of my, my dry goods, that I've had for a long time. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to make my way through this crap and stop buying this random shit that I never drink, protein powders and greens and whatever. So I was going through all my powders that I have, and I found a bunch of elements that I haven't used from a variety pack that they sent to me for free. Remember that when I got that free variety pack?
Yes.
I had drank all of the ones that sounded good, and now they're just the weird ones left. And I randomly opened a chocolate chai element packet yesterday. It was foul, not good. Not good at all. I think it's good for what it is, probably, for sure, but and you're just wanting to have first of all, it was you can serve hot or cold. So I was oh, I'll have it hot, whatever, YOLO, you know what I mean? And then I was just thinking, imagining it being a dirty chai, and it absolutely was not. So I was ew, this is just a salty, weird, spicy thing that I not love. So no one ordered that flavor of element, by the way. Anyways, yeah. Sorry.
I feel peppermint has been such a predominant taste in the fall, and pumpkin is so aggressively gross. So I'm maybe chai is a good medium between the two. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Or, ooh, actually, this is going to be my next one because I didn't even think of it. But Good Earth. I haven't had Good Earth in a minute. I haven't had those tea bags. I haven't found them, actually, since I've lived in Bend.
They're at Trader Joe's, are they not?
Are they really? I don't think so.
They may not be. I don't know. But I do remember being very obsessed with that when we were in college. Mm-hmm. And it's just every so often now, not every year, it's a guarantee I'll buy it. But if I have, I may have one or two packets left in my pantry that survived two moves ago or something. You
funny.
Know?
Yeah. I should really just look for it. I'm sure they sell it somewhere. I just haven't even, it hasn't even been on my radar.
And that's also very cinnamony, but, not very, it's kind of fall. Spicy.
Definitely. That's it's true. But it's spicy. Not weird. It's not really aggressive chai spicy, I feel like.
No.
But also, I really like it because you don't have to add sugar, and it doesn't leave that terrible, weird taste in your mouth that some teas do, after you totally. Drink them. It just tastes sweet and perfect and yeah, it's the best. Gooder.
You know what I'm thinking my about right two. Now?
Hmm.
I almost want to do a buttercream frosting kind of macaron with a Good Earth flavoring.
That would be right? So good.
Maybe I should get back into baking. I don't have any time for it though. Yeah. But anyway.
Maybe that could be your project this weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
Ugh, not enough. I have so many other house things that should be done. But Amanda comes pretty soon and I'm maybe we do some baking and have fun. Sweets for her. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Anyway. Plus I definitely haven't baked macarons in a minute. I used to be pretty good at that.
Mm.
Anyway. Okay, my next one. Sorry, we kind of went on a little weird tangent there.
Yeah, sorry.
You're probably not going to, again, I feel like a lot of mine are not necessarily yours, but I'm going to go to a corn maze this year.
Fun.
Like a pumpkin patch and like get tea and walk around and do the corn maze. You know, it's been a minute since I've been in the thick of a corn picture.
Yeah.
Plus they're supposed to have a really, really big one up here on Northwest Portland.
Oh, fun. Okay.
I think this year they're doing Charlie Brown.
Oh, no way.
I think so.
Cute.
And I always think about Sonoma State when I see Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. That's super fun, actually. No, you can totally have corn maze and pumpkin patch.
I think so. That is Charlie Brown, but I can't remember. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, my number three, and again, this is probably not something that you're, like, super stoked on, but I'm just excited for, like, soup season. How do you feel about
that?
Actually, you are
everybody
a soup
loves
girl.
Soup season.
I know, but I get, remember I said that soup is not a meal, and Vince texted me and he texts just soup is absolutely a meal.
Yes, it is.
But I'm excited to, like, I was thinking about it the other day. I love, like, prepping a huge just like soup with like all the shit that's in your fridge, you know, it's just like an everything soup, and you just like have it, and you just have it for lunch for like every day for like week or whatever, and it's so nice and convenient, and like crock pot meals, mm-hmm. like just like the ease of like doing that kind of stuff, and like actually that food sounding good, because in the summer, like, I literally didn't want to eat like anything like that. I was like just wanted to eat watermelon basically, and like turkey. I don't know, it's so random. And pickles, that's like pretty much all I ate all summer. It was so random, but
oh god.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say like super like pot, what's it called,
dude?
Potluck, not
yeah,
potluck, crock pot.
I was just thinking about putting together like a big thing of chili this weekend, so we don't have to like cook a bunch, but I feel like that's kind of aligned with crockpot meals, so I'm gonna let you have chili as well.
Oh,
put an addendum.
Yeah, chili is yum, but it always messes up my tummy. I can't, it's too much
lentils.
Yeah, and too many beans.
Yeah,
you know?
Fair enough. Okay, so that's not my pick. My pick, I feel like I wanna, so I painted my nails like a really deep red, and I want to lean into that. So I bought like a plaid skirt and black. So my wardrobe is going to be like ankle boots, plaid skirt, black sweater. That's kind of my vibe for the fall, I think. Because I've just been wearing a lot of pants lately. Like, I'm so lazy. I don't want to like have to look good for the office. Ugh, it's just the worst.
That is a lot.
But I
want to,
I need to get into it because like nobody, yeah. I need to put my foot forward and put an active effort into looking good, because I just feel better about myself. I get like want to go to the gym, and I don't know, I just need to do that more often and brush my hair and try to make an effort, basically.
That's a good goal. I do feel the same way, but it's so hard for me to want to do that when I work from home, but I do definitely feel better when I like get ready, for sure. Yeah, it's a little confidence boost or something.
So my fall draft pick is gonna be fall styling.
Okay, good. Like fall colors and stuff. We did kind of talk about that on the last ep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, does that fall into like hoodies? Because I just want hoodies, and I think that was on my one from last year.
I don't think that's what I was after.
Okay,
but you can have hoodies.
Great. Because I'm such a hoodies girl, and like I just live in them in the wintertime, and like not sweaters. That's not what I'm talking about. Like I'm not a sweater girly. I don't. Like, they're fine, but it's not, like, what I gravitate towards. I just want to wear a hoodie. I sleep in them, and I just wear them all day in my house. And, yeah, I just, like, rotate through, like, 10 hoodies, like, all winter, and then it happens every winter. So, yeah, I'm a hoodie girl for sure.
Yep. I have, like, a lot of sweatshirts and hoodies and stuff, but if I had my pick, I think I'd go to, a sweater, like a, not one with a hood on top of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a crew?
I don't know. Mm-hmm, like a crew, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm a crew lady. And then, yeah, so. Anyway, okay, I gotta pick another one. I'm actually really, I don't know if this is, like, quote-unquote fall, but I'm gonna do it. I wanna almost make a plan for November, you know, when you're maybe here, to do the Portland train.
Oh my gosh, fun! Okay.
Right?
I bet they have, like, I wonder if they have a Halloween-themed one. That would be really fun. I mean, that'll be after when I'm there.
Very fun.
Or they probably definitely do, like, a Polar Express one for Christmas. like that would be
for
sweet.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But even the fall, like I'm sure they have like a, you know, foliage or, you know, there's wine tasting or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But also just like go check it out. You know, I'm sure there's like a beautiful views and an ice cream cone at the end of it. It's definitely worth the $35.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. That's really funny because that was going to be my last one. My number five was just like fall colors, because like all the trees in Bend, they do eventually fall and then it looks really ugly, but everything right now is just like turning red and orange and yellow, and it's just like starting to be like really beautiful. Like just driving down the street, you know, you're like, oh, it's happening, like it's here, and you like kind of have to come to terms with it. But yeah, it is like really pretty for like the week that all the trees still have leaves on them. So but also just like one of my favorite things in Yosemite was like when all the aspens turn yellow and like going and like taking photos in the aspens and stuff. And so they actually have an aspen grove here. Like actually there's two of them. There's one out in Shevlin Park and then there's one along the Deschutes as well.
Nice.
So yeah, there's definitely leaf peeping up in here for sure.
Leaf peeping.
Yeah.
I love That's it.
That's what they called it when we lived in Massachusetts, was going leaf peeping. Up in Vermont.
I don't know why
and stuff.
I think that's so funny.
You never heard that?
Oh my god. No, I've never heard that in my life. Oh, but I think funny. The word peeping is just like one of those like really funny words.
That anyway. Shouldn't say.
I know. That's five. Should we do
No,
maybe
you
one
have
more
one more. I did my shoot. Five. You haven't done five yet. I went first.
But okay. I'm gonna pick. What am I gonna pick? Okay, I like wrote down a bunch, but I don't know if I want to pick like a plaid scarf or a wool beret or loafers.
No,
or
you already
a quilted
did fashion.
Jacket,
you already did fashion.
Right? I need to pick something else.
Yeah.
And I already picked something. Okay, let me see.
Wait, can we go back to the wool beret situation, though? Like, what? Did you really say that? Oh my god. Wait, no.
Loki went to like ChatGPT earlier today and I was like, hey, give me a list of 100 things that somebody might wear in Vermont in the fall, because like I wanted to get some style inspo. Okay. But anyway,
fair. I will think... not be your friend if you're wearing a wool beret.
Okay, fair. I don't even own a beret. I don't
Thank
think
God.
I can stay on my head.
You tell what are you like Emily in Paris or something? Oh my god. Speaking of, you should watch
Oh my god,
the
did you
season.
Watch?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, it was actually so kind of good. I
like There was
it.
Like a few people at work that were talking about it and I was like, "No, I should be into it. I'm of the age, but no, I'm just
I mean,
not
no,
for
it's
me.
Really cringe and it's really yeah. awful, but I can't not watch it. Like I have to know what happens, you know what I mean?
I do like what's her name, the friend. She's so cute and beautiful.
And the one from Disney name? Channel?
Yes, I love her so much.
Yeah, she has a beautiful voice for sure.
Mm-hmm, she's fabulous. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna pick one. I'm gonna pick like okay. I really want to watch all the Addams Family movies this year before Halloween because I'm decorating my house with like a Morticia Addams
right.
vibe.
Yeah.
So I want to watch like the originals, the cartoons. I just want to like put all of the Addams Family in a category. Can I do that?
Oh, sure. I mean, you can just do like Halloween movies or I don't know. Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, like when was the last time you watched Halloween Town?
Ooh, I don't think I've ever seen it, honestly.
Yeah. I want to watch like kiddie Halloween movies, maybe for like a half a day and then move on to more serious stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But it's been a minute since I've watched kiddie things. So Addams Family is kind of up there. Although to be fair, I was literally watching Powerpuff Girls like two
Oh my God.
Ago.
Yeah. You texted me that. Why are you watching Powerpuff Girls?
Because they're amazing. I love the
Oh my
Powerpuff
God.
Girls.
Why are we being the Powerpuff Girls for Halloween? Like that would be so fun.
I would absolutely
Which
do
one
that.
Would you
are
be?
You joking? I'm Blossom. Duh. Oh. You're definitely Bubbles.
I am.
We have to find.
No, I want to be Buttercup.
No, you're Bubbles, oh, duh.
Okay,
absolutely
why?
Not.
I don't think
maybe
I'm
Natalie
Bubbles. Bubbles
is Buttercup.
Is a dumb one.
No, she's not. She's adorable. Oh my god, I love Bubbles. Okay. Get out.
Why do you think you're Blossom?
Anyway,
though?
Because I'm bossy. We all know that.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, wow. Wait, she's the
and
green
maybe,
one, right?
No, she's the red one. She's the one that's like in charge.
Okay.
Buttercup
is the blue one, and then
Butter, no, Bubbles is the blue. Oh my god, let me educate you on the Powerpuff Girls here. Here we go. Okay, Blossom is the pink one.
I was proud of myself for even knowing their names. Okay, she, so shut the fuck up.
Literally is in charge. She has red hair, and then Bubbles is the cute one who is in blue. Like, she's adorable.
Okay.
And then Buttercup is the one with the bad attitude, and she's got green. She's green. She's the green with the bad. Okay. Yeah. Not to say that, Natalie, you have a bad attitude. I'm just saying, color-wise, your hair makes more sense.
Got it.
Anyway.
Okay.
All because right. We all know that Natalie is, like, the cutest kid in the world, so... Anyway, now that we've done with my sermon on the freaking Powerpuff Girls, can we move on to gratitudes and grievances, please?
Yes, please do. So I did a grievance last time. Do you want to do your grievance or do you want to do a gratitude? Which one do you want?
I mean, okay, so I'm getting these stupid, I'll do grievances. I'm getting all these stupid text messages from the Kamala campaign. Mm. Is that you? Are you getting those?
No, but I'm getting so many 1-800-1866. Phone calls like every single day, and I'm blocking all of them, and I'm still getting them, so I'm wondering if it's them.
I don't know. I just think that, like, I get it, it's important to fundraise for your political campaign, but that's not grassroots fundraising. I'm not gonna, like, call you up after you texted me for the 14,000th time asking for $5. Like, that's just an ineffective, I think. So I don't know, I just have a, it's just annoying. Like, people will give to political campaigns in different ways, and you don't have to spam the American public. But maybe you do. Apparently, yeah, it works. Because if it didn't work, they wouldn't do it, right?
Yeah, fair. I was going to say...
just annoying.
I was talking about this with my mom when they were here, too. Just, like, the people... I would never... And, like, I want to believe that I'm brave enough, but I would never, like... post on my lawn, like, my political beliefs, or post on my car, or,
right,
you know what I mean? Like, post a, like, poster or whatever. Because, like, I was just walking through my neighborhood today, actually, and I saw a Harris Walls sign, which I'm like, oh my god, that's so great. But then I also was like, ooh, like, that's scary. Because, not saying that, like, Bend is super, you know, liberal, but the outskirts are all very conservative. And, like, I just don't trust people to not do something. I mean, either... to the sign, but also they could easily do something to your house also, right, or your car or whatever the case may be. And it's just scary. Like, it's just the time of, like, this election and everything is just super scary, and I don't feel, like, safe to talk about my political beliefs, which is pretty sad, I feel like. But yeah. I agree about the campaigning. I did get one text message actually just yesterday. I think that was the first one I've gotten. But I have been getting so many phone calls, so that's pretty annoying. But.
And I will say, like, it's not exclusive to the... obviously, she's more. But, like, also the VP pick is there, and then I've got Trump in the background. Because my phone has been on the internet since, like, 2002. Mm. So I probably should update my phone number, by the way. But also, I don't want to. It's my phone number.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a little obtrusive. I don't really like that. Get out of my text messages, people.
Yeah, I think it's because there's not TV as much anymore. You know, everyone's streaming, so they can't put political ads on, like, TV anymore. So I don't know where they're supposed to put them.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
It's annoying. Go ahead. You do your thing.
I mean, I'm just going to be grateful for going to Colorado. I mean, just, like, yeah, I feel like I am very blessed, privileged, all of the things on, like, how much travel I get to do and stuff, and, like, being on an airplane. And I was, like, complaining the other day. I was like, oh, I want a new suitcase. Like, so annoying. Like, it's such a stupid thing. And I'm just like, I need to really focus. This is a whole other aside, but, like, I really need to focus on, like, not spending money on, like, things that I don't need to spend money on. You know, like, I have two perfectly working suitcases. Like, I don't need to buy another suitcase. Like, I don't know what my problem is. Anyways, but so I'm getting better about that. But I am very just, like, grateful and happy to see friends that I haven't seen in a long time. And see all the crows and spend time with all the crows. But yeah, just, like, grateful to be able to travel so much and get to do all these, like, such fun and amazing things. I mean, I know I planned them, but also it's just, like, I know that I'm privileged in, like, being able to do that. So grateful for travel and grateful for friends that like to travel too, and friends who, like, you know, we go back and forth and visit each other and do all the things. So, yeah. Just keeping the friendships alive is, like, really nice, and I'm grateful for that.
I love it.
So, yeah, childhood friends, here we go. We're going to take Mancos, Colorado by storm. No big deal.
Look out.
But
no, it'll be good. It'll be so fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be really good to see them all. And yeah, anyways, by the time you're listening to this, I definitely will have gone back far, far before that. So we'll give an update later also.
Just keep an eye on our Insta.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, sorry this is a quick one, but we just wanted to pop on and get something in the books for y'all. And we love, can I say y'all? I'm sorry, I don't know why I just said that.
Yeah, you're absolutely well within your right to do so. Everybody loves it, y'all. No, we didn't do a hoedown for our, like, a bucket, or what is it called? The fall drafts or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do people even do that anymore? I don't know.
I doubt it. I was just watching a show and they were doing some, like, line dancing, and I was like, cringe, my 8th grade graduation all over again. Mm-hmm. Anyway, goodbye, everybody. Go enjoy and live your lives, and I hope your falls are beautiful, and you get to enjoy the weather.
Slide into our DMs. Tell us what your draft picks would be. I tried to do different ones than I did last year, so
I think we did a pretty decent job.
Yeah, I think we did pretty different. But yeah. Anyway, we love you all so much. Thank you for being here.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.